Begin the current daf Masechta Shabbos daf Kuf Yud Tes. We begin 6 lines up from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the theme of the previous daf, talking about discussing Kovet Shabbos, how different Amiram would honor the Shabbos. So the Gemara begins. Rabbi Chanina Ma'atif V'Koyer. Rabbi Chanina was all dressed up and ready with beautiful clothing. Apanya Demali Shabbosa, already from before Shabbos on Friday evening. Omar, he would say, Boi V'Neitzi L'Kar Shabbos Hamalka. He said to all his students, let us go out to greet the Shabbos Queen. Similarly, Rabbi Yanai Lovish Ma'ani Malashapsa, he would be dressed in his Shabbos finery already on Friday afternoon. V'amar, and he said, Boyikala, come the bride. And this would be what he called to the Shabbos because of his endearment to the Shabbos, like a bride is a beautiful thing. He would say, come, let us go greet the Shabbos bride. Rabbi Barav Huna, Iklu Lebe Rabbi Barav Nachman. He went to their house. Krivu le talas sovitachi. They brought from him 3 of these wafers that were smeared with fat or with oil. It was a delicacy. Amalehem, he said to them, Mihavi aditin dasin. Did you know I was coming? You had such great things. I just popped in on you. Amrulay, they said to him, Mi adivus lo mino? Are you better to us than her? In other words, than Shabbos? We prepared this for covered Shabbos. We didn't know you were coming. Shabbos, we have delicacies. You happen to come on the right day. Rabbi Abba Zavin betleisa astiri pshita. Rabbi Abba would buy with 13 common astiri, which was a type of a coin, bisra meat, mitleisa tabachi from 13 butchers. That is, he wanted a taste on Shabbos from the best meat, so he went to 13 different butchers to get meat. Umashlam lahu atzinur didash, and he would complete it by the pivot of the door. V'amr lahu, and he said to them, ashru haya, be stronger quick, be stronger quick. And Rashi gives 2 interpretations of what this was. Either was that he would pay, he would have the money there, masmas from the word of Mishalim, by the pivot of the door, that before they came to bring him the meat, the delivery, he would already have the money at the door, and he would tell them, go quick, so you could do your holy work, and to go and bring people things that they need for Shabbos. Another pshat Rashi says, is that he would complete it by the pivot of the door, that is when he would bring the deliveries himself, so he would give to his attendant who was preparing the meals for him by the opening of his house, he would take it from him, he wouldn't even go into the house. He would say, quickly take it so that I can go back and get more stuff to bring, because before you know it, I'm coming with the other delivery, I'm going to the next grocery store, the next butcher. So he would tell the people by his house, go ahead, he would complete his delivery to the pivot of the door and stop over there and go back to get more, and he'd say, quick, because I'm bringing more stuff. The Gemara continues, Bavo have Yosef atachsocha deshina. He would sit on a stool of ivory, and that was because he was very wealthy and very honorable. So, although he was doing things to cover Shabbos, he was sitting on a beautiful chair. But umayshiv nura, and he would be fanning the flames because of the honor of Shabbos. And as the Gemara brings many different amiram, that they themselves would be involved, and it's a mitzvah by Yosef and Beshluchei to be involved in the preparations for Shabbos. So, although he was honorable and he was sitting on a stool of ivory, but he himself was fanning the flames. Similarly, Rav Anan Lovish Gunda, he would wear dark black clothing to show people that today's not a day where we sit honorable and with dignity. Today we're involved in cooking and preparing for Shabbos, and not that we should be worried that our clothing is going to get dirty with preparations. No, he wore like a smock and he was busy preparing. As the Gemara says, the reason why he wore different garments on Friday than on Shabbos, to turn the baby shmol, begodim shabisha ben kedei l'rabbi, the clothing that you wear when you're cooking the pot of food for your master, al yimzik ben kedei l'rabbi, that should not be the same clothing that you're pouring the cup to the master. In other words, when you're cooking, you get dirty. And that's why on Friday he was wearing dirty clothing, because he's busy preparing for Shabbos. On Shabbos is when he wears his finery, and that's like when you're pouring the cup for the king. When you're there in the kitchen cooking, then you wear your black dark clothing. Rav Safra Machach Reisha, he would singe the head. That is, if they had a head of an animal that they would have for Shabbos that needed to be singeing, he himself would do it. He got involved in the preparations. Similarly, Rav Amalch Shivuta, he would salt the Shivuta fish. Rav Huna Madlik Shargi, he would light the candles. Rav Papa Godel Psilasa, he would go ahead and twist the wicks. Rav Chizda Parm Silka, he would chop down and dice the beets. Rav Rav Yosef Mitzalchi Tzivi, they would split and chop the wood. Rav Zeri Mitzasa Tzisusi, that he would light the fire that they needed with these small little twigs. And again, all the Amiram, they would find some way to do preparations. Take a broom, do something, and help them clean up. It's important that you yourself be involved in the preparations for Shabbos. Rav Nachman Yitzchok Mikasev Ayil Mikasev Enofik, that he would shoulder it and take in, he would shoulder and take things out. This was on Erev Shabbos, that he would come in and out, he would constantly be carrying stuff and loads, whether things that they needed for Shabbos, grocery items, different delicacies, clothing, like someone that has his Rebbe, his master, his teacher that's coming to him into his house. So he shows that it's very respectable. So he's honoring him. He says, here, let me carry your sukkahs for you. He cares about it. So he was shouldering the things that needed for Shabbos because Hashem is coming. The Shabbos queen is coming. He said as follows, Ilu Mekanli Rabami Rabasi. If Rabami Rabasi, the great Talmid Chacham, were coming to me to stay the day, Mila Mechasvin Kamai, wouldn't I go ahead and carry their stuff on my shoulder? So therefore, Shabbos, of course, also deserves the same type of treatment. Bigger Dharma than those that say, Rabami Rabasi Mechasiv Ayla Mechasvin Afki, it was Rabami and Rabasi themselves that were shouldering, taking things out, carrying things in. Amar Ilu Iklan Rabbi Yechanan, Mila Mechasvin Kamai, if the great Rabbi Yechanan came, wouldn't we go ahead and take, here, Rabbi, please don't carry this, let me take your stuff and carry it? Same thing for Shabbos, same thing applies. Now the Gemara brings the famous story of Yosef Moiker Shabbos. Yosef Moiker Shabbi, Yosef who honored the Shabbos, and this is the concept we're speaking about, how important it is to honor Shabbos and the great reward that comes for it. Havahu Nachi B'Shavus, there was a certain non-Jew that lived in his neighborhood. The Habenafish Nachsi Tuva, very wealthy individual. Omele Kaldoi, so the astrologers, those that gaze at the stars, they told to this non-Jew, Kuli Nichse Yosef Moiker Shabbos Achlu, all your possessions, Yosef who honors Shabbos, he's going to eat it. In other words, all your wealth is going to end up by him. So he was all afraid. Also, Zavnin Lukol Nechsi, what he did was he sold all his properties, Zavn Behu Barginasa, and he bought a beautiful gem. And this way, he can hold on to it, he can protect it. This will be in his hand instead of everything else, which he doesn't have such control of it. Oysi Bisyani, he put in his hat. He made a hat out of felt, and then he made different settings in the hat, settings of gold, and he put pearls in there, and then he put this gem, which was worth all his wealth, in that hat. But one time when he was walking over a bridge, a wind blew, shadi b'mayin, threw it into the water. Bali kava, a fish came and swallowed up that hat. Askuya asuya, then they brought up this fish, apani demali shabbos, so late in the day on the Erev Shabbos. I mean, manzavin kasha, so the fisherman said, who's going to buy it now? It's late already, all the Jews came, they bought that fish, it's almost Shabbos, no one's here anymore at the market. So amalahu, they told those fishermen that caught this fish, Zilam to you, Legabi Yosef Moiker Shabbos. Go bring it to this Jew, Yosef, who honors Shabbos. The Rogel does have him because he's the type he buys. He always likes honoring. Oh, a good piece of fish. Fine, I'll buy it. I'm to you, Nahalei Zavne. So they brought it to him and he bought it. Kare Ashkech Be Marginasin. They split open the fish. His wife's in the kitchen. And what do they find? A gem. Zavne Betlesi El Yosef De Dinyar Dehave. He sold it and he got 13 attics full of golden dinar, which Rashi says it's an exaggeration. It just means a lot of wealth. And in a lot of places in Shas, when they use the number 13, it's just a term of saying that it was a lot. But he got a lot of wealth. Became very wealthy. Pogabeahu Sabbath, so this elder person that met him, and some say it's a reference to Eliyahu Navi, Amamanda Yosef Shabsa Pari Shabsa. Says that whoever borrows for Shabbos, Shabbos pays him back. And that's it. He always went out of the way, even though he didn't have that much money to borrow for Shabbos, and that's why he got Shabbos paid him back many times over, and he became this wealthy individual. So the Gemara continues on this idea about the reward of doing mitzvahs, and specifically regarding Shabbos. Boyimnei Rebbe Mer B'Shmol Ber B'Yesi. Ashirim She'eretz Yisrael Mebahin Zeichem. What is it that makes the people in Eretz Yisrael that are wealthy, meritorious, that they should have such wealth? Because they give mice, they give a tenth of their income. Shneim, like it says in the pasuk, aser to aser. You should surely give meiser, which what's this redundancy? It's aser b'shul shetes asher. The sin and shin can be switched, that if you give a tenth, do that so that you should become to aser, that you should become wealthy. Loshon of Ashiris. Fine. So that's in Eretz Yisrael, where in Minatari there is such a concept of meiser. Shebebovel mebahin zechem, but in Bavel, which doesn't have the Meisim Min HaTorah, why are they merit to become wealthy people? Because they honor the Torah, and that merit to become wealthy. However, what's with other lands where they don't have the great honoring of Torah as they have in Bavel? Why are there individuals that become wealthy over there? Because they honor the Shabbos. The Amr B'chia Bar Abba, as Rabbi Bar Abba said, Pam Achas Nisarachti Etzal Bal Bais Belutkia. One time I stayed at a host in Lutkia. They brought in front of the host a table of gold that had to be carried by 16 people. And there were 16 chains of silver attached to it. And there were plates and cups and ladles and bottles that were set over there on the table. Volov kol minim meichel v'chol minim agadim b'samim, all types of food and delicacies and aromatic spices that were there on the table. And when they would bring the table initially, then they would say the pasuk of Tashem is the land and everything that's inside of it. In other words, to say that we have no right to have enough from this world until we bench Hashem with the bracha of the bread. And when they would take away the table, then they would say the other pasuk of Hashemayim, Shemayim Lashem, although the heavens are for Hashem, but He gave the earth to people, and that is through His gift we had this great pleasure, so now let's bench Him afterwards. I said, I want to know, what did you do to merit such phenomenal wealth? Amalis, I said, I'll tell you the truth. Katzavayisi, I was a butcher. Any piece of meat that was a good slice, I said, this should be for Shabbos. Amalis, I said to him, Ashrecha shezachisa. Praiseworthy are you that you merited that you did this thing for Shabbos and that's why you got such wealth. And Hashem should be benched that he merited this to give to you that you merited through Hashem to have this great wealth. So we see that Shabbos is the Mekor HaBracha, and that's why the people that are not in Bavel or Yisrael merit to have wealth. Similarly, regarding the great concept of Shabbos, about the beauty and the matana that it is, only Kazel Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. The Caesar said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, "Memnei tavshal shel Shabbos reichin noyiv." What is it about the food that you have on Shabbos that has such a good smell? Amalei tavlin echad yesh lanu Shabbos shmoy. He says we have a certain spice that we have, and it's called Shabbos. Shon matil no toich reichin noyiv, that we put into the food, and it has this smell that's so pervasive. Amaloi, 10 long minutes. So the Caesar says, give us this spice. I want to use it. It makes your food smell so good. Amaloi, no. Kol meshabe es Shabbos moyen lei. Whoever keeps the Shabbos, it helps for him, this spice. Meshein meshabe es Shabbos in the moyen lei. Whoever doesn't keep the Shabbos, it doesn't help. And that's partially because Shabbos is being present, is being there, experiencing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then everything has a smell, it has a beauty to it. If someone doesn't keep Shabbos, he's not being present, so then he doesn't have the beauty of Shabbos, and he won't taste or smell. His senses are dull to the beauty that is there. So the Gemara continues regarding covet of Shabbos. Amalei Resh Galus L'Rav Amnuna. What's this that it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya? L'Kdoish Hashem Mechubedet. For the Holy One of Hashem, it is honored. And this is a pasuk that says, the words beforehand says, V'karas L'Shabbos, only that you will call for Shabbos a delight. And then it says, for the holy thing of Hashem, it'll be honored. So from the fact that it first says regarding Shabbos, einig, so obviously when it says, it's obviously not talking about Shabbos because it already said Shabbos. Why would it repeat Kadosh Hashem? So obviously it's talking about a different holy thing of Hashem, that should be honored. So Amalei Zeh Yom Kippurim, you're right, it's not a reference to Shabbos, it's a reference to Yom Kippurim. She'im bo le'achila b'le'ashil, where there's no eating or drinking, so what should you do for Yom Kippur to honor it? Amar Torah chabdeyu b'chsus nakiyah, that's what the Torah is telling you, you should honor it. How? With beautiful and clean clothing, because you can't do it with eating and drinking as you do on Shabbos. So the pasuk there continues, v'chibadetai, that you should honor it, it says, me'asoy sterechecha, from doing your ways, me'mtsoy chefzecha, from seeking your desires, v'dabedavem, from the way you speak. So what is it telling us how we should honor Shabbos? Because obviously it's going back on Shabbos, because regarding Yom Kippur, it already says Mechubad. So now that it's saying you should honor Shabbos, how should you honor it? So Rav Amar Lahakdim, Rav says that you should make the Suda of Shabbos earlier than you usually do, that during the week you eat it later. That's a way of honoring Shabbos, about having it earlier. Shmuel Amar Lahakdim, Shmuel says to have the meal later, and that's the way you honor it, because now you're going to be hungry. It's already 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the Shabbos afternoon, you're so hungry. So usually you eat already at 12, at 11:30. So now by having it later, so it's a way that you're going to enjoy it more. As Tosfos tells us, that they're not really arguing. Rather, Rav is talking about in a place where they generally eat late, so by doing it earlier, it's a change that makes it enjoyable. Whereas Shmuel is talking about a place where they usually have it earlier, by making it later, it's also making something that's enjoyable. As the Gemara is going to explain that in a moment. So Amalei B'nei Rav Papa Bar Abba Rav Papa. He said, for people like us, we're wealthy, we have meat, we have wine every single day, but my nishanye, with what should we change? In other words, how is Shabbos going to be that much special like more than other days? In other words, maybe it used to be people didn't have money, didn't have things, so Shabbos, they had a challen, but we have so much food, we have so much clothing on during the weekday, how are we going to change to make Shabbos more special than the rest of the week? So he says it's very simple, and that's what Tosfos was alluding to. Amalahu, iragalisu lagdume acharu. If you usually used to having your meal earlier, so make it later. Something different, something special. Iragalisu lagdume acharu. If you're used to having it so late, make it earlier. So again, that'll be a switch, a change, and that change will be a way of focusing on Shabbos and accessing the beauty of Shabbos. Rav Sheshes Bekaiter, Rav Sheshes during the summertime, when he was teaching his shir to his students, he would put the students in the place where they were sitting so that when the sun comes, it's going to hit them and make them really hot. And similarly, Besisva, in the wintertime, he would put the students in a place where the shade is going to come, and then that's going to make them cold. And the reason why he did this was so that they should get up quickly. In other words, for the same idea that he wanted them to get up and eat the Shabbos meal, that is, Rav Sheshes was blind, and he couldn't see when it was time to go out and eat the Shabbos day meal. And therefore, when he was darshaning on Shabbos, he would put them in a place where during the summer they're going to get really hot, and they're going to be kvetching, you know, ready to get up. And then in the winter where they're going to get cold, so that they should get up and eat the meal, because he didn't want them to bypass that time of Oynik Shabbos, necessary to eat the meal in the proper time. As the Gemara brings that Reb Zeira, we continue on to Amud Beis, Mahadra Azuzi Zud Rabban, he would go after the different peers of students. That is, when he saw the Chavruses, the different peers of the students talking and learning, he would go after them and he would say, Amalai, Bimatusmi Naichu, Loitachalalune, do me a favor, don't desecrate the Shabbos. In other words, go involve yourself in the Oinig of Shabbos and the delight, and don't be Mavatal that you're not going to have the Tanugim of Shabbos. Go ahead and eat the Shabbos meal, stop learning, and go ahead and eat the Shabbos meal. So nothing more continues regarding the Tefillah of Shabbos. Even an individual that's davening by himself on Friday night, he has to say the Bayichulu prayer. And why is that? Whoever davens Friday night and says Bayichulu, as if he became a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the act of creating the world. Shnema, because it says in the pasuk Vayichulu, which it says Vayichulu Hashemayim VaOretz VaChatzvam, that the heaven and earth and all the hosts were finished. However, it says Atikri Vayichulu, don't say that they were finished. Ela Vayichalu, that they finished. In other words, Hakadosh Baruch Hu and the one that's saying the praise of Hashem and the praise of Hashem, they together Vayichalu, they finish heaven and earth together. And that is by the person saying Vayichulu, he's finishing the creation. He's a shutev for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. As the Gemara says, Amir Belaz, Minayin Shadibika Maisa. From where do you know that someone's speech, this person by saying Vayichulu, it's as if he did an action in creating the world. Shenema, like we see in the original creation of the world. Bidvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, with the word of a God, heaven was created. So we see that even with speech, it can be considered an act of creation, and this person saying Vayichulu, it becomes a partner in the creation of the world. Amir Abchizda, Amir Marukvo, Kol Mespal Be'er B'Shabbos Vayim Vayichulu. Another thing about it, whoever is davens Friday night and says Vayichulu, regarding the two angels that escort a person, what they do is they put their hands on his head, so to speak, and they tell him a pasuk in Yishai, which says that your avarice are removed and your sins are forgiven. And that's the great merit of saying Vayichulu. Again, the saying Eidus about Maisa Bereishis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that he rested, is a very important concept, as if he created the world together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his avarice are forgiven. Also regarding the honor of Shabbos and regarding the malachim that escort a person, especially on Friday night, Tanya B'Yosef Yehuda Oymer, Shnei Malachai Shoyes Malavanoi La'odim Be'er Shabbos Mebeis HaKnesses La'beis. There are two ministering angels from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are malavahim from his house, from shul to his house. Echad Toyev, Echad Ra. One is the good, in other words, when the person is being totally present with the mitzvah of Hashem, and one of them being bad. And when they come to his house and they find the candles are lit, the table is set, the beds are made. So the good angel says that let it be like this for the next Shabbos. And that is because Shabbos is the Mekar HaBracha and the whole week becomes like that, and therefore the next Shabbos is like that. So it's like a mitzvah geres mitzvah. He's saying this is what it's going to be. And the bad angel has to say amen, that let it be like that against his will. Vimla, but if not, if it's not made up, if it's not prepared, so malach ra oimer. So the same thing is inevitable in the reverse. He says let it be like this the next week. And therefore the good angel has to answer amen against his will. Amar Balaza, La'ilu misada adam shalchan b'Erev Shabbos. A person, as we just mentioned before, should always have his table prepared on Erev Shabbos for the Friday night meal. And afa pishen the tzarich el gezayis, even if he only needs a gezayis, he has no food, he has no money, he only has just a gezayis of food, just the bare minimum, still, you have to set up the table. It's a sign of covered Shabbos. It should still be set up. V'amar b'chanina, La'ilu misada adam shalchan b'matzah Shabbos. A person's table should be set up even on matzah Shabbos. Ava pisha in tzorech l'gzayis, even if he's also only going to eat just a gzayis. And the idea is, because that's also kavod Shabbos, to be malava, to escort Shabbos when it's leaving, that's also a sign of kavod, like a person that escorts a king when he's leaving the city, that's the concept of malava malka. That is, you're escorting the queen and king out, that's the idea, that the table should be set on Matzah Shabbos also. And the Gemara continues on the theme of malava malka. Chamed b'matzah Shabbos, regarding hot water to drink and to bathe with on Matzah Shabbos, is malugma, it's healing for the person. Pas chamed b'matzah Shabbos, hot bread on Matzah Shabbos, malugma is also healing. That's again the fourth meal of Shabbos, that's the malava malka, that's when you escort the queen of Shabbos out. So the Gemara brings a story related to malava malka. Rebavo hava ovdin le ba puka shabsa igla tilsa. Rebavo used to have mate for him when he on Matzah Shabbos a third born calf, which was considered a major delicacy from the best choice meat. Hava ochem in ekeliosa, but all he ate was a kidney. But he wanted to show the honorable thing about it, so he prepared a lot. But over Shabbos, maybe he ate a lot, and he was only able to eat, he only ate a kidney. Kigod lavimi birei amalei. So when Avimi his son got bigger, he said, "Tati, lomu loch lafsu de kulihai. Why are you wasting so much meat? You're taking such a beautiful piece of meat, a third-born calf. You're cutting it up and you're eating just a kidney. Nishri kuliyas mali shabbos. You have the meat from Shabbos, so leave it over from Friday and leave over the kidney, so you'll eat it from Malav Malkum." So that's what they did. Shavkuhu, they left it over, and they didn't slaughter another calf just for the Malav Malkum. But ba'asta arya achli, and then a lion came and ate up that calf that was the one that they would be fit to slaughter for Matzah Shabbos, showing that it was a bakavad, a good thing to do for Matzah Shabbos, even if he only ate a small amount. So now the Gemara continues on to a different theme. I remember Shuman Levi. Kala'ina amen yehesh meirabim mevarach b'chol koich. Whoever says amen yehesh meirabim mevarach with all his, according to Rashi, with all his intent, with all his kavana, and according to Rina Taisa, means with a loud voice, with all his kayach, with all his energy that he has, karun legzadinai, they tear up a decree that's against them. Shnam, like it says, the pasuk in Shaftim, befroya parois b'Yisrael, that when troubles are avoided in Kala Yisrael, behisnadiv am baruch Hashem, when the nation is dedicated, bless Hashem. So the interpretation is when the Yisrael, when the Jews are being menadiv, to bless Hashem, as the Gemara says, my time of before I praise. Why is it that troubles are avoided? Mishum the Baruch Hashem, because they bless Hashem. That's the concept of saying of Men Yehesh Meirabah. You say with all your intent, with all your energy, that is God Kireya, that rips up a Gezerah Din against the person. Pri Barabah Amar B'Yechanan says even more. I feel Yesh B'Shemet Shal Avoy Dezor Meirchanan. Even if he has a trace of idol worship in him, still he's forgiven if he answers Amen Yehesh Meirabah with all his kayach. Because ksiv hacha b'froya parois. Here in this pasuk that we mentioned, that b'snadiv on baruch Hashem, that troubles are avoided, it says that b'froya parois, that parois are avoided. Uksiv hasam, it says over there in the pasuk regarding the eagle, it says kifuruhu, because they are uncovered. That was the pasuk over there that it says that Moshe saw the nation that they're uncovered because kifuruhu, Aaron, because Aaron had uncovered them. And how do you uncover them? Through avoy dezar. That was the eagle. And the pasuk is saying that when bifroya prois, that when troubles are avoided, but when prius are avoided, which is a reference, as we see by the eagle, that perua is a reference to avoy dezar, that is that the avoy dezar will be forgotten, that it won't be remembered anymore, their sin of avoy dezar. Why is that? That's where the pasuk over there concludes that behisnadiv on baruch Hashem, because when they dedicate themselves to bless Hashem, to say amen yehesh merabah, then even perois, which reference avoy dezar, will be forgotten. So similar, Amir Shlokish, Kalayina Amin B'chol Koich. Whoever answers Amin on not just Amin Yeshma, but any Amin with all his koyach, with all his energy, with all his intent, Paischen Leishari Ganeidin, they open up for him the gates of paradise. Shnem, like it says, the pasuk in Yeshaya, Pischu Sha'arim, open up the gates, the Yoveh Goy Tzadik, and let a righteous nation enter, Shoyim Me'amunim, those who keep the faith. But the interpretation is, Al Tikri Shoyim Me'amunim, don't read it, those who keep the faith, Ela Sha'oimrim Amin. The word sha'oimer is as those who answer and say, amen, that's emunah. So that's the idea that then the gates of Gan Eden are open to them. So Gemara asks, my amen, what does it mean when we say amen? Someone says a bracha, say amen. What is the definition? So Amr b'chanina, kel melech ne'amon. That the Rosh Tevis of amen is aleph mem nun. That's God who is the trustworthy king. And that is when a person says amen, he's saying testimony on the creator that he is a God that's a trustworthy king. And Taisus says that a person should actually think this at the time when he says Amen, saying that yes, when someone's blessing God, says yes, he is a God that's a trustworthy king. Now the Gemara continues and resumes discussing Shabbos. Amr b'Yehuda b'Reid b'Shmuel b'Shmei d'Rav. A fire is only commonplace in a place where there's a desecration of Shabbos. Shneim, like it says a pasuk in Yirmiyah, "Vim leisishmu elai lekadesh es yemei Shabbos." That if you won't listen to me to sanctify the holy day of Shabbos, ulabilti seis masav agoymer, and to not carry a burden, v'hetzati esh b'sharah, and then I will light a fire in her gates, va'achla armanos Yerushalayim, and it will consume the palaces of Yerushalayim, v'loy techabe. And it won't be extinguished. To which the Gemara asks, "My v'loy techabe." What does it mean that it won't be extinguished? Obviously, if there's a fire, what's the idea that it won't be extinguished? It means at a time when there won't be any people to extinguish it. To which Rashi says, it's a reference to Shabbos, where you can't put it out because there's a fire burning, and it's us to do that on Shabbos. Omar Baya, Lechover Yushalayim El Bishvash Shechilu Basa Shabbos. That Yushalayim was not destroyed only because of the sin of desecration of Shabbos. Shneim, like it says, the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Umishabsoisai Halimineim, that from my Shabbos they averted their eyes, Ve'echa Besoichim, I was profaned amongst them. And that's why there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash, because I had no more place over there. They didn't care about my Shabbos. Now the Gemara continues with many different interpretations of why there was a Churban Yerushalayim, the first one being Shabbos, and the Gemara continues with other Pshatim. Amar Bavo, Lechor B'Yerushalayim, El B'Shvil Shebitlu Kriyish Mashachas V'Arvas. Yerushalayim was destroyed because they were Mavatal, the saying Kriyishma in the morning and Ma'ariv at the proper time. Shalom, like it says, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Hoy mashkime boy boyker, oh woe those who get up in the morning, sheikha your doifu bagaimer, that they chase after beer and wine, ma'achri vaneshev, they stay up late at night. Yayin adlikim, the pasuk concludes that fire, that wine burns in them. Uchsevin, it says over there in the pasuk, v'hoye kina b'nevel, that will be with the harp and the lyre, taif v'chol v'yayin, with the drum and the flute and wine, mishteim, these are their parties. V'spoil Hashem lo yibitu, but for the works of Hashem they don't seek. And that is, these are the people, they stay up late, they get up late, and they're busy with their parties and they're drinking. Uchsim, what does it say? L'chein go la'amim im b'lidos, and that's why my nation went to exile without any understanding. That's again because they're just staying up late and missing Krishma in that night because they're busy with the parties in the morning because they're sleeping late. That's why they go into Gullahs, and that's why Yerushalayim was char. Amar Rav Nun, he says a different shot. Because they were mevatel the learning of the children from yeshiva. Like it says, a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Shfeich al oil b'chutz v'garma, pour your wrath on the little children outside. So matam shfeich. The pasuk is saying that why did you pour your wrath on Yerushalayim? Mishum the oil b'chutz, because the children are outside. They're not in yeshiva. They're not studying Torah. That's why there was a churban Yerushalayim. Amar Ula. The reason why he's a churban Yerushalayim is because no one was embarrassed from his friend when they were doing things that were wrong. Shneim, like it says, a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Hayvishu, they should have been embarrassed. Kiseiva also, because they did abominations, and generally you're embarrassed. However, gam boish leivoyish b'gomer, they weren't even embarrassed. That is why there's a churban Yerushalayim. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, lechorbi Yerushalayim es el b'shvil shahushvu kat megalo. You know why there was a churban Yerushalayim? Because the great and the small were equal. All were created equal, but it's not true. There are greater people that have to be honored. Shneim, like it says, the pasuk in Yeshaya, v'hoye ka'am ka'kayin, that the nation was like the kayin. They were all the same. You, me, we're both people. What's the difference? Uchziv Basar, what does it say afterwards? Hivay tivik ha'aretz, that the earth was emptied out. There was a churban Yerushalayim. Once we lose the concept of kavod and dignity and honoring those who are great and that we have to respect, then there's a churban Yerushalayim. Amar of Amar Mered, Reb Shimon Bar Abba, Amar Shimon Bar Abba, Amar Chanina. You know why there was a churban Yerushalayim? Because no one rebuked anyone anymore. We didn't find it fit to correct someone and make them better. Shneim, like it says, the pasuk in Eicha, that the leaders, the princes, were like hearts, like these deer. They didn't find pastor. Just like the heart, that the head of one goes by the tail of the other, that when they're walking together, that they're walking in line, that the one of the behind the other one has his head down by the tail of the one in front of them. So too, the Jews in that generation, they had their head, so to speak, buried in the ground, and they didn't rebuke the other one. I don't see, you don't see, it's okay, all I see is your tail, I don't see what's going on. That's why there was a Churban Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says the reason why the Churban Yerushalayim was because they degraded the Talmudic scholars. Shneim, like it says, the pasuk in Devar Yom Beis, v'yiyu malivim b'malachi elikim, that they disgraced the messengers of God, uvoizim devarav, and they degraded his words, umitatim b'neviyav, and they laughed at his prophets. Ad alois chamas Hashem b'amah, until the anger of Hashem flared up against his nation. Ad lein marpeh, until there was no more healing. So which the Gemara asks, my ad lein marpeh, what does it mean until there was no more healing? That's coming to teach us this lesson. The Rebbe degrades a Talmudic scholar. There is no healing for his wound. There is no healing. He won't get any better. And that's why there was a Churban Yerushalayim. I'm Rebbe Yehuda Merav. Another statement from Rebbe Yehuda Merav. What does it mean in the pasuk in Divrei Yom Aleph? Al tigu b'meshicha. Don't touch my anointed ones. Uvin v'yai al terei, and my prophets don't harm. What's Hashem saying? Don't touch my anointed ones. That's a reference, as we mentioned before, how great is the learning of the children. That because of that, there was a Churban Beis Hamikdash. That's a reference to the children. And the reason why they're called Meshicha is because the derech of children is that they anoint them in oil. They keep their skin soft. That's why they're called Meshicha. What does it mean that my prophets don't harm? That's a reference to the Talmudic scholars, as Rashi brings from a pasuk in Tehillim. Capital Tzadi that says V'Navi, and the prophet Levav Chachma, he's the heart of wisdom, that we see that Tamid Chacham, they are considered prophets, and that's why when it says don't harm my prophets, it's a reference to Tamid Chacham. So the Gemara continues about the importance about the learning of Tenekesh Shabbos Ram about little children. Omer Shlokesh Meshum Yehuda Nesia Ein Ha'Olam Miskayim El B'Shvil Hevel Tenekesh Shabbos Ram. You know why the world is existing? Only because of the breath, the words that are spoken of Torah, of the little children. So, what about our learning? What are we, you know, what does our learning have? Aren't we Greek Talmid Chacham? Why the children? You can't compare the breath that has no sin attached to it to breath that has sin. You're not perfect. Although you're Greek Talmid Chacham, you're still not like a child that doesn't have sin, and that's why we can't compete. And in moreover, Ramesh Lakish, Meshum Yehuda Nesia, in Mevatel Tenegesh Shabbos Ram, Nafilu Bin Beis Hamikdash, we are not allowed to be Mevatel and to stop the learning of the little children, even to build the Beis Hamikdash. That's how important it is. And Ramesh Lakish, Meshum Yehuda Nesia, Kach Mekablani Ma'avay. So this is what I accepted as tradition from my fathers. Vamrilan, some say he's told them Ma'avaysecha from your fathers, that Kol Ir She'imba Tenegesh Shabbos Ram, any city that doesn't have little children sitting and learning, Machriv Noise, the city is destroyed. Well, but this destroying sounds like there's something left over. Ravina Amar, he says, Machriminaisa, that no, the city is annihilated, that there's nothing left over from it. And that's because there's no children sitting and learning in the city. Vamar Rava, Rava says a different shot to what we were discussing before. L'chorv Yerushalayim el b'shvil shepaskim imen anshei emana. You know why Yerushalayim was destroyed? Because there were no more men of truth. Shenem, like it says a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Shaitutu b'chutzis Yerushalayim. Search in all the open places in Yerushalayim. Uru'u na'odu'u. Go look and tell me, u'bakshu b'chayv yisa'a, and seek out in its streets. Im timtzu ish, if you'll find a man, im yesh oisu mishpat, if there's somebody that acts with justice, mivaka shemuna, that he seeks the truth, v'eslachal, and I'll forgive it. There's nobody here that has any truth to him, and that's why Yerushalayim is going to be destroyed. To which Gemara asks, Ini, is that really true? But v'amar av katina, a filibishas kishloinish Yerushalayim, even at the time of the downfall of Yerushalayim, leposkim imen anshei emana, they never lost men of truth. Shnabuket says a pasuk in Yeshaya, ki yitves ish ba'achiv beis av. Then when a man would grab his brother from the house of his father, simlalacha, he would tell him, you have clothing, you have garment, katzin tiyalon, you should be a leader for us. What does that mean? It means devarim shebnei adam miskasim ben kisimla, regarding things that people cover themselves like a garment, like clothing, and that is when they ask him pshat in learning or halacha, they make like they're hiding it like a garment because they don't really know what to answer. Yeshnam biyadecha, that you do have that. In other words, you are proficient in learning. That's why katzin tiyalana, that's why you should be a leader for us and teach us chachma. So when it says simla lacha, that means that for things that people generally have, like a simla, like they're covering themselves as if they have it, but they just don't want to share it, but really they're hiding, you do have. And therefore, katzin tiyalana, you should be a leader for us. As the pasuk says, v'hamachshei l'hazayis tachas yedecha, that this stumbling block you have under your hand, you have Torah, to which the Gemara that we continue on to Kaf Chaf HaMenaf explains, what does it mean that, why is Torah referred to as a stumbling block? Because devarim she'ein b'nei adam, regarding things that people, they can't settle, and and understand with clarity to say it exactly as the halacha is supposed to be, which is a reference to the words of Torah, Elam kein nechshalmem, until they stumble first. That is, until you say two and three times first, and then someone corrects you, and then you get it really clear to understand the really depth and the hidden understanding of the words of Torah. That means Torah has to be first gotten there through a process. Yesh non tachas yedecha, they are under your hand. So katzin tiyalanu, you should be a leader for us. You really know words of Torah. You be our leader, because all these people, they hide as if they have it, but they don't really know anything. However, the pasuk over there says in Yeshaya, Yisabayim Hulema, he will pick up on that day, this person that everyone's saying he has Torah learning, and he'll say, Loi Eyachai Bishwagam, I will not be a ruler. And what means is, Ein Yisa'e Lashon Shvu, when it says that he will pick up, that's a reference to taking an oath. Like it says the pasuk in Shemais, Loi Sisa Hashem Hashem, that you should not raise up the name of Hashem, which is a reference to taking a false oath. So what he was saying was, Loi Eyachavish, I will not be a ruler, means Loi Eyah Mechavshi Atzman Bebeis HaMedesh. I will not be from those that close themselves up in the Beis Medesh, in the study hall, which means I'm not from the one that he's really sitting all day in Beis Medesh and learning. I don't know Torah. Ubebeisi ein lechem, ein similar, the pasuk says. And in my house, there's no bread, there's no clothing, which means to say, I don't have she'ein biyadi loy mikra, v'loy mishnah, v'loy gemara. I don't know chumash, I don't know mishnayis, I don't know gemara. I don't know. I'm not going to be your leader. I'm not proficient enough. So then the Gemara is asking, how could you say there was no Anshei Mana? That's why the Yerushalayim was destroyed. But we see from this pasuk that there were men of truth. He admitted that he didn't really know. He wasn't like all the other ones who were faking. Yeah, I know, but I'm busy, whatever, I can't explain. He says, no, I don't know. I'm not Mechev Chibes Medrash. I can't say. So therefore you see there were men of truth. To which Gemara says, how do you know that the reason why this person admitted that he didn't know the learning was because he was a man of truth? Maybe he had to admit to say the truth. Because Dilmashani Hassam, the Amalhu Gemin, because he would say, yeah, I really am learned it. I know all the explanations I could tell you. The halachas, I'm just busy. Amrulay Emelin, they'll say, tell us if you really know. So how's that a proof? Maybe they admitted over there at the time of the Churban because they had no alternative. But then the Gemara says, no, because if that was the case, Havalei Lameima, Gomav Shachich, he should have said something like, oh, I am learned, but I forgot. You know, it's been a long time since I saw that. My loy eyachavish. So what does it mean that it says I will not be from the or a ruler? I am not from those that sit in the Beis Medrash. Klal, it means at all. He admitted the truth. I never told in Torah properly. I don't know enough. Not that I knew and I forgot that he did admit. So maybe the question is back again. So you see, there were Anshei Emunah, there were men of truth that were willing to sit by the principles and admit they didn't know. And the Gemara says you're right, but loy kasha. Kama dibri Torah, kama masa matan. Now, when did we say they were men of truth? And they didn't pride themselves on false notions that they really were Talmidei Chacham. That was a reference to Torah learning. And there they admitted. However, regarding business dealings, there were no Anshei Mana. Regarding that was cutthroat. People were not men of truth. They didn't stand on the principles and ethics, what they were supposed to regarding the Torah halachas. And that is why it was Churban Yerushalayim, because regarding business dealings, there were no Anshei Mana. Whereas by Torah, yes, in that realm, they were willing to say the truth and admit that they didn't know the Torah learning.